Well, 81 billion in cuts in government spending, and the only two departments, the only two spending departments to escape it and be ring-fenced, health and international development, foreign aid. So where does our cash go when it's sent overseas, and should we still be sending money abroad when 490,000 jobs are potentially going to be lost in the public sector at home? Up all night, Anna Cavill has been to see an HIV/AIDS clinic in Uganda, which was set up with money from the British government.
So I'd love to examine you, and then we see the way forward in our treatment.
This is the Mild May HIV and AIDS clinic in Uganda. It was set up with the help of a British government grant in the late 1990s. It now treats more than 20,000 people every year, more than 4,000 of them children.
Yeah, what difference do you feel from yesterday? What difference has the treatment made?
I feel a big difference.
A big difference. How is the fever?
The fever. Today I don't feel any fever.
Good. And
the clinic was set up in partnership with money from the Ugandan government, the charity Mild May, and a grant from Britain. Over the years, it's earned a reputation for excellence and has become a knowledge base for the whole region. When I visited the Mild May site, I was surprised by what I found. A lot of hospitals in Africa can be dirty, chaotic places, with little equipment and out-of-date facilities. But this centre looked more like the kind of hospital I'd have expected to find in the UK. When I spoke to the local director of the charity, Dr. Liriki, he told me the facility is important to the whole region, not just because of the patients it treats.
Mild May has been at the forefront of training other health workers, even in government units, to be able to provide HIV/AIDS services. We also provide training to people from other countries. We've had people from Kenya, we've had people from Tanzania, we've had people from Rwanda, we've had people from other countries far afield like Gambia in West Africa and in Southern Africa, Botswana, Zambia, Malawi.
Unlike in the UK, a lot of the treatment people with HIV and AIDS need isn't available free of charge. So infected people here who don't have money to pay for treatment don't tend to survive. I visited the paediatric inpatient unit at the hospital where I met Mary and her son Jeremiah. Mary told me her baby's 2.5 months old, but he's so small he looks a lot younger. I asked her what she would have done with her sick baby if the Mild May clinic hadn't been there.
My son and me would be dead because other hospitals, they provide money. And for me, I have no job so that I can get drugs or help. But with Mild May, we are getting everything free.
The work the clinic does here is very well respected, and it treats more than 20,000 people every year. But despite its achievements, it hasn't got all the funding it needs to stay open into the next year. The children's inpatient ward, where I met Mary and Jeremiah, might have to close down if more money isn't found. I spoke to the CEO of the charity a couple of days ago when she was in Uganda. She told me that since the economic downturn, there's simply been less money available for charities like Mild May.
The pot of money's decreased, particularly in terms of global fund. Having said that, America historically has scaled up and scaled up. They've been obviously a major, major contributor to the global AIDS epidemic. But they are struggling with the economic crisis alongside others. And we call on, as a charity, we call on governments around the world, particularly those who have more money, to maintain their level of commitment to international aid.
The specialist paediatric unit exists to make the most ill babies and children well enough to take the antiretroviral drugs that will prolong their lives. I accompanied Dr. Stephen Watiti on the ward as he made his rounds. He himself has been living with HIV for 25 years, and he told me that AIDS is no longer the death sentence it once was. With the right treatment, babies born with HIV can live well into adulthood. Often, though, the staff need to educate mothers about how best to care for their sick child. Mothers like Mary, who was afraid to breastfeed her baby.
The main problem when he came here was having, I think, diarrhea and also malnutrition, because the mother, when she realized it was HIV positive, did not breastfeed the child. So the child really was dying of malnutrition.
The commitment by the British government to maintain spending on foreign donations has been condemned in some circles. There's been debate about why it's necessary to send money abroad when there's so much need at the